Right. Welcome, councillors, to the June ordinary meeting, council. I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of this land and pay my respects to elders both past, present and extend that respect to other community members present. In accordance with the council's code of meeting practice, this council meeting is being recorded and will be placed on council's webpage for public information. All present at the meeting are reminded that by speaking, you are agreeing to your view and comments being recorded and published. I would also like to remind councillors and staff that during all our discussions and deliberations, we should be respectful and mindful of others present. We should at all times listen without interrupting and use words that do not personalise an individual, nor should they be offensive in any way. Whilst discussion, debate and an open mind is encouraged, please let us keep our discussions productive, civil and inclusive. Junishire Council accepts no liability for any defamatory or offensive remarks or gestures during this council meeting. I swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Junee and the Junishire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability. Right, somebody... We don't have any apologies. We'll move to the minutes of the May meeting. Someone like to move those? Councillor Halliburton, seconder, please. Councillor Gallo, all those in favour? Those against, I'll declare that carried. Any declarations of interest? Right, we'll move on. There being no mayoral minute, we'll move to the General Manager's report. Item number one. Yes, if you'd like to make a quick comment, Mr. General Manager.
Just for completeness, the councillor asked whether or not item 8, there might have been some suggestion that items 1 to 7 could be moved and then item 8 possibly moved or not moved. Just for verification, item 8 was included as a completeness exercise because we weren't certain of whether there was needed to be a resolution around that matter. So... there doesn't need to be a resolution around item 8. However, if you wanted to move items 1 to 8, that's entirely acceptable as well. It arrives at the same result. The reason why we don't need item 8 as a specific resolution is because it's actually detailed in the DPOP that you'll be approving in that process.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. Councillor Carter?
I move 1 to 7, please, in item 1. Thanks.
Okay, we've got a seconder for that. Councillor Callow, any discussion? I think it's pretty straightforward. All those in favour? Those against, I'll declare that carried. Move to item 2, Council Investments and Bank Balances. Somebody like to move the report, please? Councillor Asmus, seconder Councillor Cook, I think. Any discussion there? We'll put that. Those in favour? Those against, I'll declare that carried. Item 3, the draft Junishire Council Infrastructure Deferred Payment Policy. You moving that, Councillor Austin? Seconding someone, Councillor Asmus? Councillor Carter, did you have something?
I sent a few questions to the General Manager a couple of days ago and I just still not probably overly satisfied with probably results. I would prefer to see this go to a council solicitor for vetting just to make sure we have our caravets and first mortgages and everything else in the wording in the right spot in the policy, because it's a more legal policy than a machinery policy. Like in some respects it is machinery, but it's more legal. So I'd prefer to move an amendment that the matter be referred to a council solicitor for deliberation, please.
Have you got a seconder for that one, Councillor Carter? Councillor Clinton seconding it. Any discussion? You don't want to have any last right of reply? You haven't had anyone against what you've had to say?
Just for clarification.
Say anything? Yeah. No? All right, that would seem fairly prudent. Councillor Carter, we'll put that motion. Those in favour? Those against? I think that's unanimously carried. Thank you very much. We'll go to item... Sorry?
It was an amendment, Mr. Chair.
Okay, then it becomes a motion. Oh, all right, we'll now put the motion. I'm sorry, thank you, Councillor Carter. Those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried again. Thank you very much for that procedural tune-up, Councillor Carter.
Could I be recorded as a no?
Please. Oh, you're against that. I'm sorry, Councillor Clinton. My apologies.
My questions haven't been answered, so I'm against it.
David Carter, have a seconder for the amendment.
Yes.
Yes. Andrew.
Yep. Very good. All right. My apologies, Councillor Clinton. All right, we're moving on to item four, local government conference. You're moving, Councillor Halliburton, and Councillor Knight, I think, was seconding that.
Have a nice trip.
Any discussion? We'll put that as in favour. As against, declare it carried. And as you're aware, any other interested councillor can come along, but they've basically got to pay their travel and accommodation, I think. But we'll, it is worth, I've said this a number of times, but it really is worthwhile going just to see
how
big decisions in large groups are made and how well meetings are run. I still know. Okay. Item five, the Riverina Murray Regional
Move
Plan. Councillor Callow's moving. Any seconder, please? Councillor Cook.
May I ask a question, please?
Please do. Councillor Halliburton.
Has it already been published? Mr. Mayor?
I believe so. It's been on exhibition for 40... Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
45 days, yeah.
All right. Okay. Any other questions, discussion? Councillor Carter?
Comment. It's a shame that... the wording of a Wagga Wagga Rural Referral Hospital wasn't changed to Wagga Wagga Base Hospital in the report. And it's written in there twice. It's just a shame to see it in there. That's the only comment I have.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Carter. Any other discussion? We'll put that. Those in favour, those against, or against, Councillor Halliburton.
And can I record it, please?
All right. I'll declare that carried. Thank you.
You're against it?
Yeah, I'm against it. It's all good.
Item six, Public Spaces are Unattended Property Act.
Aye.
Moving, Councillor Halliburton. Seconder, please. Councillor Rasmus. All right. I don't think there's much need for any discussion, is there? We'll put that. Those in favour. Those against, I'll declare that carried. You've got a grin on your face, Councillor Carter.
Yeah, just a lot of hoo-hoo and hogwash to do, shift an umbrella off a street. That's a...
Well, that probably summarises it pretty well. All right, item seven.
And probably just...
An
offshoot of that is that it's a, the caravan that's burned out on Sandy Beaches, is it? Does it fall into this category, does it? Being,
I imagine it would, yeah.
Can be moved sometime soon.
Might be renovated. All right. We'll move to item seven, planning proposal minimum lot size. Councillor Callow's moving. Any seconder for that one? Councillor Halliburton? All right. Any discussion on that? All right.
I thought we were going to discuss it after the meeting, before the meeting.
No, I meant we'd be discussing it in the meeting. I really would like to get this sorted out. So now's your chance to prosecute your cause, Councillor Clinton, or maybe say what you've been saying already.
Council officers say it's too difficult to go 4, 5 and 7. That's unfortunate, but yeah, it's just unfortunate.
All right, okay. I might again just move around the table and just get a summary for council's views. No, nothing from Councillor Callow, Esmus, no. All right, okay. I'll put the recommendation, those in favour. As against, I'll declare that carried. Do you want to be recorded as against, Councillor Clinton? Record Councillor Clinton as against.
No, will be a no too.
Oh, and Councillor Rasmus too. Thank you. All right. Item eight. Councillor, remuneration. But anyway, we can count ourselves lucky.
Mr. Mayor, I would...
Councillor Rasmus, I think, was moving, but...
I would respectfully suggest that we...
I might just get a... Well,
seconder,
a seconder, please. Yeah.
Move in and then.
Councillor Austin seconded.
I would respectfully suggest that we move that item, Council, not item 8, into item 13, because I think the nexus between the two is important.
13. Oh, okay. All right, we've got a May.
May I? Respect,
please, Councillor.
What the motion is?
Motion.
The motion is that item 8 be discussed along with item 13.
Councillor Asmus has moved.
What did you move?
A motion.
Sorry, can we just clarify? Are you moving the proposed motion in the report?
That's how I saw it. I'm sorry, yes.
So the motion is that councillors' annual fees for 2022-2023 period be set at $9,850 and the mayoral allowance increased.
If
22,237 with 4447 of this amount being paid to the deputy mayor.
Yes.
That's the motion.
Yes, which then leads us into determination for discussion, correct?
Yep,
that's correct.
And
Councillor Clinton wants to defer the motion.
I want to move it into 13 because I think there's a nexus between the...
I personally think that they are two separate... they stand alone, personally, and I will... Happy to listen to my colleagues alongside. In the current situation that we are in, I'm personally against having a raise in terms of my allowance. So I will be saying that we don't take an allowance this particular 12 months.
All right, we'll need someone to speak against it, and I suppose... Councillor Asmus is speaking for the motion he's just moved.
I've moved that.
And now I'm just looking for someone who has a contrary view.
I thought you said you didn't approve of what is suggested.
That's an increase of what we're getting.
Well, it's a...
Just to clarify, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, please, if you'd like to, Mr. General Manager.
Just to make it clear, if council doesn't resolve to anything on about their remuneration, council gets the minimum, is automatically paid to councillors, which is effectively a 3% increase because you are currently on the minimum allowable within that range.
Correct.
So there's not going to be no allowance. It will just go up automatically, basically
CPR.
The same as that that suggested recommendation.
This recommends the minimum rise, basically. So
there's no choice here. Uh-huh.
That's right.
You misunderstood.
I mean, just let it lie and you know, you get what you get. But this is just confirming you want to get what you get.
That's what we've done every other year.
Exactly, exactly.
It will affect the mayor because the mayor's allowance is not on the minimum at the moment. Mm. So I just advise to be cautious with the wording, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I think probably Councillor Clinton's motion was to take this discussion into a closed session and instead of being an open forum session.
Yes.
That's what Nancy was trying to do. Whether I agree or not, that's, you know.
Why would it need to?
Well,
my understanding is that it's a legislative requirement and we have to meet the requirement.
Well, unless we can...
Can I just clarify?
Sure. Find us a way through this forest, Mr. General Manager.
Within the framework of the Local Government Act, there is, and the setting of councillors' fees, there are minimum amounts for councillors, which is effectively what you resolve to do each year. What you do with that money is up to you, but it comes your way because that's the minimum amount. You can resolve to pay yourselves more if that's your intention, but... This is the past practice has been to accept the minimum at a councillor level, which is, you know, fine. If you want to resolve to pay yourselves more, you can do that, up to the maximum, which I think is in the report. And the amount that's specified for the mayor was increased 4 or 5 years ago above the minimum to reflect the work that the mayor and the deputy mayor do. And so that's the way you've treated it in the past. So this is status quo items for in terms of past practice. You can change that practice. What you can't do is resolve to accept less than the minimum.
No, that's okay. And if that's the case, I will stand by the motion that I've...
I'll just clarify, it was increased when the previous mayor was in the seat. So that's how long it's been as it is.
That's fine.
All right.
And also, we're not getting GST. We're not getting superannuation. It's a flat rate.
That's correct.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. You're not getting superannuation because you resolved previously.
That's right.
If you want to get superannuation, you can resolve to do so. That's a separate item that you would...
I think we've complicated this more than necessary.
Look, we've got a motion. I'm getting the feeling from the majority that everybody's happy with, with the motion, so I'm going to put the motion. Those in favour, those against. Councillor Clinton, are you against again?
No.
All right. Thank you. I'll declare that carried. We'll move on to item 9, the independent review of Commonwealth disaster funding. Pretty straightforward. Someone like to move? Councillor Halliburton, seconder, please. Councillor... I don't know whether it was Councillor Austin or Knight. Councillor Knight? All right. All right, I'll put that. Those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried. Item 10, memorial dedication. Councillor Halliburton, are you moving? And I think Councillor Austin might have got in there with a second. Again, pretty straightforward. I think a great thing, particularly to see a female represented at some point in the future. Right, I'll put that...
Great word from the RSL sub-branch.
Yes, indeed. They're working very well, I must comment on at the moment, the RSL.
It's a very positive move.
Yes, we've got some great membership down there too. All right, those in favour, those against, declare that carried. All right, we've got... What else have we got there then? Let me bear with me. Do we have any sort of delegate reports in a verbal sense from anyone? Not really. All right. Notes and questions and statements with notice from Councillor Clinton. So we move to the information booklet.
Could you...
Do something I need to adopt.
Could we just deal with that 355 minutes that were circulated? We normally
endorse those. These ones have been tabled.
Resolution to endorse. Move and ring seconder for those.
So a moving council. Was that Councillor Callow and Councillor... I don't know whether it's Councillor Asmus or Knight. Ask Councillor Asmus. All right, all those in favour, those against, declare that carried. And we're moving, someone would like to move that we move into... Sorry, Councillor Carter.
Two quick questions.
I wanted to cover the... Please, no.
On the information booklet...
Yes, Councillor Carter.
I note in here you've got the Rural Seward Road, River Road, Stage 1 and 2 is ongoing. Also, not mentioned here, but Stage 3 can't be proceeded because we've kind of run out of money on that particular grant funding. Is that the way I read it?
But the engineer got a bit of an update there.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The funding was for three phases of work. First phase being drainage and environmental batter work. Second stage being the 3K section from the Hour Road end, and the third stage being a 1.4 kilometre section up through the bends of River Road. Due to increased costs, we have had to reduce that scope down, given that costs have increased by in the order of 25% for materials over the last couple of years. So we reduced that down with the approval of the funding administrator. So there will be a stage that we'll have to seek additional funding for to complete.
Thank you. And the other question, I noticed in here you've been doing heavy patching work. I was on a tour the other day and I noticed that part of our road between Wanabadgeri and the River Road, there's one bad wash or hole across the tar, which is probably as wide as one of these tables and as wide as the road. I mean, it's like wet. It is signposted, but I'm just wondering if that could be put on a list or do you know about it? That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Feel free to shoot those in an email.
But I would have, but... Yeah,
no worries.
And all the only other one I had, but you can't do it for a council, we used to do was street lights in Junee. You've got to go through a Origin Energy website and...
Bit of a maze, is it?
A very big minefield maze.
Designed to reduce complaints.
That's right.
So what is happening about the street lights that we're putting in?
Yeah, that's what they do. They make them
quick. Quick update from the engineer.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. They're actually, decorative lights, smart poles, so the street lights are separate, but...
Those are the new ones that are going in. They're meant to be in by the end of June.
Yes, JRC, the contractor doing the work, is back tomorrow, standing up the last five, hopefully.
So they won't be working by the end of June, will they?
Should be. If everything goes to plan tomorrow and we don't have any issues.
Good luck.
If the weather's favourable and they can get them up.
The weather would have played a bit of havoc.
It should be. They have.
It's very dark down
amongst
there.
Amongst a whole lot of other issues. But yeah, it should be pretty much done and dusted this week.
Woo-hoo. Good. All right. Thank you for that. All right. That being all we've got for the prior to the confidential. Hang on, we've got to. That we move into confidential. Sorry. I think we had Councillor Carter and then Councillor Asmus, quickly followed by Councillor Halliburton. So we'll put that. Those in favour, as against, declare it carried. We'll just pause while the machines turn. Okay, would somebody like to move that we adopt the motion from the confidential section of the meeting? So Councillor Cook and Councillor Asmus. Bear with me while I write this down. All right, now I'll read the resolutions from the confidential section. So confidential... Just bear with me while I catch up with things here. Item 11, the Regional Tourism Activation Fund, resolved on the motion of Councillor Callow and Councillor Asmus. The Council note the report on the successful canola trail activation program application to the Regional Tourism Activation Fund. Item 12, the renewal of the Road Maintenance Council contract with Transport for New South Wales, resolved on the motion of Councillor Asmus and Councillor Mark Cook. That Council received this report on the renewal of the Road Maintenance Council contract with Transport for New South Wales and the amended contract commencing 1st of July 2023. Item 2, resolved to accept the amended Road Maintenance Council contract and associated documents. Item 3, authorise the General Manager to execute the amended Road Maintenance Council contract with Transport for New South Wales. Item 13, the annual performance review of the General Manager, resolved on the motion of Councillor Mark Cook, seconded Robin Asmus, that Council note the report tabled by the subcommittee relating to the 2023 performance review of the General Manager, and 2, Council approve a 6% increase in the General Manager's total remuneration package as outlined in the report and the General Manager's request. Thank you, councillors. I'll declare the meeting closed and thank you very much for, once again, I think, a very productive meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Say good day to Tom.